How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we left off our study here in John chapter 13 and verse number 30. We left off here where the Lord Jesus Christ in this chapter has observed the Passover, the feast of the Passover with his disciples, instituted the Lord's Supper, washed the disciples' feet, Judas being present through all of it, and then speaking to them about the betrayer. John asking point blank to ask Jesus, who's it going to be? Jesus says, the one that I dip the sop and give it to, that'll be him. Only John knows that. Maybe he's able to convey it to Peter, but we saw in verse 29 of this chapter, John 13, 29, that some of them, no man, or verse 28, I'm sorry, no man at the table knew why Jesus said unto Judas, that thou doest, do quickly. They thought he might go buy some groceries that they needed for the feast and those what they were observing there that evening, or that he should give something to the poor. So Judas goes out to work his betrayal. The Satan has possessed him. When the sop entered into him, verse 27, after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Satan was at hand. We're observing these things. And when the Lord ordained and determined it to be, Satan could then enter into Judas and work this wickedness of the betrayal of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we reconcile these things? We may think it unfair. We might think it just really strange. We don't understand it naturally. But we need to leave this in the hands of God. And we need to praise God that the Lord didn't choose us to be a Judas. That's what I see here in the scripture. The Lord said to Judas, come follow me. And Judas claiming to be saved and not. The Lord Jesus Christ ordained him to be an apostle, yet being a devil. And Jesus knew it all along. The Lord told Judas, go do what you have to do. And Satan entered into him and took him, and he went that way. Praise God that he didn't ordain us, you and me, to such a work. But this is the hand and power of God. This is the work of the Creator. This is the work of the Savior. This is by the determinate foreknowledge and counsel of God Almighty. This is his work, and we need to marvel and awe at it. We need to praise him at what he's done, and honor and glorify his name in all things, even in this, even in these things that we don't fully understand or comprehend. Again, we are the created, and he is the creator. In John chapter 13, verse 31, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. You remember in chapter 12, the Lord Jesus Christ spake unto the Father, and he prayed unto the Father, and he said there in verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. And then there was a voice from heaven in verse 28. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The Father is being glorified by the obedience of the Son, our Savior. Our great God and King, our Heavenly Father, is glorified by his people when we obey him. And Jesus is obeying the Lord in every whit and every way as the Son of God, as the Son of Man, as God incarnate. He is obeying him, and now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him, he declares. Everything is working and clicking off in the time frame of the Lord. Verse 32, if God be glorified in him, that is the Son, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Jesus is going to be glorified. Oh, he's going through the cross. He's going through death. He's going through the sacrifice of himself. He's going through the Father turning his back on the Son, but he will be glorified on the other side. And oh, what a great glory it will be having won and paid the redemption for his people there on the earth some 2,000 years ago. Then the Lord speaks in verse 33, little children, yet a little while I am with you. I'm going to be with you a little bit longer. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, little children, I'm going away. And where I'm going, you can't come there. And as I said to the Jews, I told them that, if you remember that, and we saw that back in, I believe, John chapter 6, and even in later chapters. He says, you'll seek me, but you won't be able to come to me. You won't be able to see me. But whither I go, you cannot come. And I'm telling you in advance. So now I say unto you, a new commandment, verse 34, I give unto you. This new commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. How has the Lord loved his people? How has the Lord loved his children? Well, John said it at the beginning of this chapter, didn't he? In John chapter 13, verse 1, he said he loved them to the end. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He says, a new commandment, verse 34, I give unto you that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. He gave his life for us. That means and tells me that I should be willing to give my life for my brethren, that I should be willing to give my life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and how can I do that in and of myself? I can't. But by the power of God, we can. He working in us, our pouring out our lives for the sake of our brothers and sisters in Christ, for the sake of the lost, for the sake of the Savior, for the sake of his calling and his directive. Oh, may the Lord help us in that as his children. A new commandment I give unto you, verse 34, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So here we have a great statement made by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love one another the way I have loved you, then the world will know that you follow after me, that you're my disciples. Verse 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Where are you going, Lord, that we can't come? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. You can't go there now, but you will. You will in time. I'm going back to glory. The Lord doesn't tell them that here, but it's revealed unto them after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day you will go to glory too. You'll go to be with the Father in heaven. And the Apostle Peter and the disciples and all those that were there in this first church, they are there now indeed. But he says, you can't go now, but you will afterwards. Peter said unto him, verse 37, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Why can't I follow you? I'm willing to die. I'm willing to give my life. Oh, may we not allow our mouth to get ahead of our ability. Peter made this great claim that he was willing to lay down his life. Thomas had said it before himself too. Let's go with him and let's die with him. Jesus answered him, verse 38, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake, Peter? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. The cock is going to crow. He says, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. We know by the other gospels that the Lord said that the cock wouldn't crow, the rooster wouldn't crow twice before Peter had denied him three times. Oh, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. We need to serve the Lord as his children. We need to walk with him. We need to seek his face in all things. Oh, and we need his help. We need his strength. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us, indeed. But in this flesh, we can do nothing. There's no strength, there's no power, there's no ability in this flesh. But with the Lord, we can do all those things that he wants us to do. Here Peter says that he's going to give his life. In other parts in the Gospels, in other places in the Gospels, it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. Peter, Satan doesn't think that there's anything to you. Satan thinks that you're all chaff. Satan thinks that you're all talk, Peter. But praise the Lord for what he went on to say. But I have prayed for thee. And Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. So Peter, Satan wants to take you and he wants to sift you and he wants to find out what you're all about. He doubts that there's any faith, any substance to you. But Peter, I've prayed for you. I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen the brethren. Is this word converted talking about Peter being saved? No, not at all. Peter is saved. But I think it's a thing that the Lord Jesus Christ indicates here that every child of God will one day face. Will face things in this spiritual walk with the Lord and this salvation that he's bestowed upon us. If we're blessed to have teaching and instruction out of the Word of God and we avail ourselves to the Word of God, I think we'll be brought to a point to where we're going to decide, we're going to be faced with, am I going to serve the Lord Jesus with all of my life or not? Peter was brought to that place. Peter was a man that was big on talk but low on action. He cursed the Lord. He cursed having been accused of knowing the Lord, as we'll see even in this book as we continue on. He denied the Lord three times before the morning. And as I believe it says in the book of Luke, when Peter denied the Lord three times and then the cock crew the second time, that the Lord Jesus, even as he sat there in the before the Sanhedrin, looked over at Peter, and Peter went out and bitterly wept. He let down his Lord. He made a big boast in the flesh, but he let down his Lord. And what we're going to see at the end of this book, we're going to see a place in the furthest conversion of Peter, not his salvation, but that coming to a point to where the child of God says, I'm going to serve the Lord no matter what the cost is in this earth. I am going to be dedicated to him and serve him. And I don't care what the world says and screams, but I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to follow his word. Oh, not perfectly. We're sinners. We have this old man in this flesh. But then Peter is told what kind of death he's going to die for the sake of the Lord. And Peter's worried about what John's going to do. And the Lord Jesus Christ says unto him, follow me. And Peter got it. He did follow the Lord. And as we see in his epistles, and we read in his epistles, Peter never mentioned about looking for the rapture of the saints by the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knew he was going to die. And he was going to die like the Lord. He was going to be crucified. And he was comfortable with that. May the Lord help us that we be faithful to the Lord in his strength and his power and his might, and not in the might of this flesh. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.